voices in there I've never heard before. Wonderful. Thank you all so much. One of the things I do want to say, and I want to mention quickly, because, well, first of all, I want to thank Sarah. We have so many gifted people here with so many gifts. It is wonderful. It is beautiful. When I used to preach around before I settled here for a couple of years, I would go to places, and they would ask me to do everything in the service because their pastor usually did everything in the service. I am not that kind of pastor.
Amen. Glory.
Thank you, God. And I would say, no, you got people. You have talented people, gifted people. Let them speak. You're just paying me to preach. Let me just do that. And that's what I would do. So I really want to thank Sarah and Pat last week for the wonderful gifts that they brought us. The other thing I would mention is that Sarah did mention the back row, the back of the church. I did have somebody mention to me, because we have taken away the back row, we kind of have chairs stacked up there, and it was somebody's favorite seat. And so I promised them as soon as they fill the rest of the seats, then we would look at putting a back row in. So that's your motivation. We gather together in thanksgiving, for we owe so much to those who are unseen among us today, those who made sacrifices around the world and here at home. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention someone else unseen, Jerry Zivney, who gifted MCC of Northern Virginia with his entire estate, enabling this community to purchase the space that we gather in today. The community building. And we give thanks to you, the people of this community. We are glad you are here. We are blessed by your presence among us. Will you join me now in a word of prayer? Holy One, Spirit of gentleness, one who moves unseen like the wind, sometimes silent as light, as near as gravity, one who calls us and draws us together in community with one another, we give thanks for all your many blessings. Open our eyes to a vision beyond what is visible and grant us an awareness of your presence with us, moving in us, around us, and through us. In your many holy names we pray. Amen. Amen. I have to admit that a lot of the work that I do is unseen. There was a man named Eugene. He was a member of the choir at my dad's church in Newcastle, Virginia, and he would often joke with Dad, "Your job is not so hard," he would say. "You only work one day a week, and even just 1 hour on that one day." Now, Dad would laugh good-naturedly, but I could always tell that it gave him pause for reflection. He once told me, 90% of my job is unseen work. That's why I really enjoy working in the garden, mowing the lawn and snapping beans from time to time, because I can actually see when I've accomplished something. Now, I know exactly what he means. That's why I like folding bulletins on Friday. It's a task with a well-defined beginning and an ending, and it's a result that I can actually see with my eyes and not my heart. Although I have to confess, my heart does get in there from time to time to remind me that even if I have nothing else to offer on Sunday, my hands have already touched the worship experience of everyone who comes here on Sunday, just by folding the bulletins. So much happens in life behind the scenes, unseen. We take electricity and water for granted in our house. It's available to us at the flick of a switch or the turn of a faucet. Until it isn't there. We don't think about the maze of plumbing and the wires behind the walls that bring us all the creature comforts of home, or all of the work involved in putting them there in the first place, unless you have actually watched a home being built, unless you have actually hammered a few nails. And I believe it is essential in building our spiritual lives and communities that we take time to ponder the unseen work, the things that we may eventually come to see if we look with the senses beyond our eyes, It has been said that everyone you meet is fighting a battle of their own, one that you can't see. Now, in getting to know people, I have discovered that this is true. Even those I would have no idea about otherwise, I have learned through personal sharing that their struggles are huge, monumental, many known fully only to God alone. So that I have come to understand that every person I meet is nothing short of a walking, talking miracle. A breathing testament of survival and resilience. Just as the hidden gifts that our community has, and each one of you, each of you with hidden treasures to offer, things that even you yourself may not be aware of. Talents of the hand and mind known only to God alone, just waiting for you to uncover and discover, hiding unseen just beneath the surface. Community has a way of reminding us and cultivating these gifts, gifts that we might not even discover otherwise. Also unseen, relationships, friendships, love, surprising connections that form between people who are otherwise vastly different. It all happens within community. I see it here, and I also see it at Second Fridays when sometimes a 55-year-old transgender soul, disowned by their parents decades ago, forms a friendship, and is adopted by a much younger and understanding mother of a trans child. Community and family is formed. The beauty and the music and the mystery of the movement of the divine that happens when people come together is awe-inspiring. And that's what encourages me and draws me to do the unseen work. The passage to reflect on today, written by Paul to the early Christian community in Corinth, encourages us to develop spiritual sight. And spiritual sight is something that we must cultivate. George MacDonald, Scottish author, poet, Christian minister, a pioneering figure in fantasy literature, and an inspiration to C.S. Lewis and J.R. Rawlings, said that we have to grow eyes to see the unseen. It's a sight that few are born with, and something that most have to cultivate, and here in this community is a place where that cultivation can happen. Prayer is also the unseen work. It is our focus and awareness of specific needs, sometimes our own, sometimes those of others, spoken on our lips and in our hearts, that helps to center ourselves, that brings us into alignment, that has a way of awakening our humanity in conversation with divinity. A moment, a breath that draws us closer to the heart of God. Prayer, it is the unseen work of the spiritual traveler. Now, in closing, why do you even come to church? Why do you even come to church? Especially when the bed is so warm. Especially when the cat is so needy. The breakfast smells so good. It's hard, and it's not even easy for me some days. So I get it, the desire to stay home. Dad always used to say, and it is true, you may not always want to go to church. I'm not sure anybody does, even me. But you should know that when you do, you're always glad you went. That's important, and it's important to remember Sunday to Sunday. And he is right, it is the unseen work for church. For church is where we build community together. And it is where we build our spiritual life, our being, our essence, some of the greatest and most important unseen work is building the part of us that knows that it is alive, with eyes that see far beyond what is visible. Eyes that can see through walls, the walls around us, built by ourselves and by others. George MacDonald once said, "You thought you were going to be made into a decent little cottage, didn't you? But God is building a grand mansion, a palace, and God intends to come live in it. Consider carefully what you are building with your one wild, wonderful, most important unseen work.